see I don't understand. Sometimes I miss the point, do things that they've planned. 'Cause I know that fish don't swim home. When the seas get left alone, when things don't go as well as they would have planned, the big fish lose control, big fish on the land. I know that fish don't swim home. When the seas get left alone, I know that fish don't swim home.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 736. I am your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from New Music from London. The song is called Dead Fish Don't Swim Home, and it's on the band's album From A to B, which came out originally in 1980 on GTO Records, though I have that on a 1994 CD repress that includes some bonus tracks that were B-sides to several of the songs released on the album. That one was recommended to me from Jonah. It is a fun album. It's light. It's silly. It's everything you want New Wave to be. I've got music for you this week. It's maybe a little on the heavy side. Let's start with something nice, though. This is Big Boys and the song Work. We'll be right back.
I have spoken across this so-called United States of America. I have shared stories, ideas, historical anecdotes, social justice tales, personal lore, and the like. This one time I was speaking, a young man interrupted me. Interrupted me with all the authority he could muster, and what I can only imagine was placed or misplaced in his whiteness. The caucasity. He knew he could interrupt me because his parents likely told him that he could. But I'd be remiss if I didn't admit that I was intrigued. What could possibly be so important as to interrupt me as I told stories to these children? Stories they've never heard. Stories I was invited here to tell. His query. Why do you spend so much time complaining and not putting your energy into actually helping your people? The shock. The offense. The caucasity. When he asked this question, he nudged his friend next to him, looking for an agreeable partner, an allegiance, a validation, a mob of two, which is technically the smallest mob you can have, I think. His friend physically moved away, shaking his head as though pleading, please, don't pull me into this, please, please. And the room rumbled as though providing a soundtrack to his friend's discomfort. The caucasity. Saying a thing that comes from a place of your ignorance, you should ask, why am I here? Why have you never heard these stories? Why has your poor education told you that the whites are the heroes and the blacks and browns are the enemy? In the way, property, less than, savage, godless, and you have the audacity, no, the caucasity, to perceive inconvenient truths to be complaining in a learning institution. Why do you believe that an educated indigenous man is unable to teach, speak truth, and help his people all at the same time? And why, as a 19 or 20-year-old child, do you think you know better, assured of your righteous place in the world? Why do you ask your question with that smug look on your face? That same smug look carried by your ancestors that enslaved and lynched and murdered and maimed and plundered the caucasity. I get it. You're at a disadvantage. Information has been omitted and you carry things that are systemically in place, like my people are special and magical or something, and your love of Native Americans is rooted in the romance of our existence, something to fantasize about, unique, exotic, not human. In reality, we are a people that were in the way of so-called progression. We were murdered and enslaved, and your idea of us is sports mascots, or the antagonist for a John Wayne or Kevin Costner film. We're D-list characters, eliminatable characters, people that are frequently treated as foreigners in our own homelands. But we've gone so far in the colonial process that we barely exist to you. We aren't something to be seen, or respected, or something that stands even as a cautionary tale to how to avoid dehumanization and assimilation and ignorance and brutality and imperialism or genocide, because we are an inconvenient Indian. Something that challenges your own sense of superiority. Something you don't have to think about because you don't have to think about it. And look, your privilege is showing. I hope you learn two things here. First, don't do that. And second, why do you spend so much time complaining and not putting your energy into actually helping your people be better? By not being this, not this, never this, the caucasity.
There's lots can go wrong out here, but the one thing these men can count on is a grooming standard. I believe it always ought to be their fault.
Like punk rockers?
Yeah.
Punk rockers? They're
We just heard from Adam Voss's conservative military image. The song is called Shirt Tucked Aggression. It's on the band's album Casual Violence that came out back in August of 2023 on Lionheart Records. Took me a while to find a copy of that one. They're part of the new hardcore scene, a little bit of Oi! In there as well. Part of that whole anyone can come, not everyone can stay hyper-aggressiveness. There's also some really big hooks in that one, and that one's a fun song. That whole album is fun, a little silly, but fun. Before that, we heard from Dead Pioneers from Denver with the song The Cacacity. That's on the band's new album, Post American, which came out April 11th on Hassle Records. That band's got a lot to say, and I love the way they say it. And then we started things off with Big Boys and the song Work. That was on the album No Matter How Long the Line at the Cafeteria Is, There's Always a Seat. That came out in 1984 on Touching Go, a very interesting album because it includes everything from kind of LA crazy hardcore to I don't know, there's hip-hop beats in there, there's a reggae song, but then there's just kind of the really early inklings of indie rock in there too. I like that song there though. That's the kind of punk that I enjoy. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. This week I picked up the Giant's Chair reissue, so let's listen to this one. This is Mother, Brother, Sister, Lover. And we let things get a little noisy there, didn't we? That was Season to Risk from Kansas City with the song Echo Chamber. That's on the new album 1-800-MELTDOWN that just came out April 12th on Innit Records. The album is a comp. Some tracks were like B-sides. Some songs were 7 inches. Some songs were studio recordings that never found homes elsewhere. But that one is brand new and is the best one on there. I'm feeling that one. Before that, we heard from Giant's Chair with the song Mother, Brother, Sister, Lover. That was on the Red and Clear record that came out originally in 1995. It's just been re-released on Spartan Records this year, and it sounds really, really good. All right, I am way over time here, so let's wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 736, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media network like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking over at the concert calendar, we got some fun things coming up. On the 29th, we've got Dummy playing at White Schoolhouse. On the 1st, Ronnie Stone is at Mini Bar. Nephilim is at Skate Bar that night. On the 2nd, Tribulation is playing at Record Bar. The Lost Weekend Fest starts at Hillsiders that night. Continues on to the 3rd. The 3rd is also Sturgill Simpson at Cable Dahmer. And the 5th, we've got Nick Cave at Casey Music Hall. Save Ferris at the Bottleneck. On the 6th, XTC, that is EXTC, playing Record Bar on the 6th. Lucy Dacus is at the Midland on the 7th. Looking over at the website, just one new thing out there. Photos, videos, and my thoughts of the Belphegor, Arcona, and Vale of Penath show. And we don't have time for it, but we're going to do it anyway. I've got one more track here. I'm going to play a classic one. I just picked up The Best of James on CD. Came out Mercury Records in 1998. And I'm going to play, of course, the song. This is Laid from the band's 1993 album of the same name. So let's end things here with just a wonderful song. This is Laid by James. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Women's clothes, messed around with gender roles. Dye my eyes and call me crazy.